Fates can change quickly in sports. The fates of two New England cities with long hockey histories became intertwined this week, with one winner and one loser. 2 weeks ago, people in Springfield, Massachusetts were bemoaning the loss of the city's American Hockey League team to Tucson, Arizona, and the likely end of almost 80 years of professional hockey in western Massachusetts.
I think people really thought we were losing hockey. Now it seems that we've been able to pull a rabbit out of our hat.
Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno said he learned suddenly at midweek that a group of local investors had quietly negotiated a tentative deal to buy another AHL team, the Portland Pirates, and move that franchise to Springfield.
But the good news is it looks like that we're going to be able to have professional hockey this upcoming season, which is key.
The identities of the investors who are being hailed for saving hockey in Springfield will remain secret for now, according to Frank Fitzgerald, the attorney for the group.
Until we complete the definitive agreement and the organizational structure for the group, it would be inappropriate to identify the group until it's fully formed.
The AHL Board of Governors, which meets on May 10th in Springfield, has to approve the deal to sell the Pirates and move the franchise to Springfield. The Pirates' NHL parent, the Florida Panthers, must agree to assign players to the new Springfield team. A lease has to be negotiated with the Mass Mutual Convention Center, where the new team would play its home games.
And in the coming weeks, this group will continue to identify local investors and raise funds to ensure that professional hockey remains in Springfield.
2 days after the Springfield Falcons finished their season on April 17th, the Arizona Coyotes announced a deal to purchase the team and move it to Tucson. The Falcons were last in the league in attendance this season, and the move west was part of a recent trend that also claimed AHL teams from Worcester, Manchester, and Glens Falls. Springfield's chief development official, Kevin Kennedy, said the city played only a passive role in the behind-the-scenes effort to keep professional hockey.
The city has to basically roll out the red carpet. I mean, we don't really have any real say in what goes on, but we can help quite a bit with the perception.
Even with poor attendance, the Falcons were credited with providing jobs for vendors and bringing extra business to downtown bars and restaurants for 40 home games last season.
Sometimes bad things give way to give you other opportunities, and this was one of them. And, you know, the thing that we have to pay attention to, we can't control what's happening with franchises in any one of the major leagues and on down to the minor leagues. We can only react to what's put in front of us.
Portland Mayor Ethan Strimling is angry. He said he was blindsided by the news the Pirates were being sold and shipped out of town. Taxpayers spent $34 million in 2013 to renovate the arena where the Pirates played, and now the team is leaving without warning.
Look, it's very frustrating. We need to make sure that we put serious clawbacks in if they pull back from the arrangement, because tens of millions of dollars put into this facility that the taxpayers paid for, and now this private business just up and leaving.
Portland has had an AHL team since 1977. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.